Please be advised that this presentation was recorded live on March 10th, 2020, and may not include information and data that factors in the COVID-19 global pandemic and its economic impacts.
Now here to discuss the multifamily market is Richard Councilman. Richard is Vice President and Partner at SL Nussbaum Realty Company. Welcome, Richard.
Thank you, Larry. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm honored to have been asked to give the multifamily presentation again this year and to be a part of the 25th anniversary for the ODU market review and forecast. Hampton Roads had record-breaking sales in 2019, and new product is continuing to come online throughout the market. For this presentation, I'm going to focus on market rate properties. We're not going to cover the affordable housing market, which remains very strong in our region. I would like to note, though, that in 2019, two Hampton Roads cities, Norfolk and Newport News, were the recipients of HUD's Choice Neighborhood Implementation Grant, which will provide each locality with $30 million in grant money to help in the effort of redeveloping distressed and functionally obsolete public housing communities. Let's start out by taking a look at our vacancy rates compared to nearby cities like Richmond, Raleigh, Durham, and Greensboro. Hampton Roads is the bold orange line. Compared to last year, Hampton Roads has pulled away from the peer cities, falling further below 6%, closer to 5.5%. As you can see on this slide, Hampton Roads' absorption has outpaced the supply in the recent years. In 2019, net deliveries were down compared to 2018. Therefore, our vacancy rate tightened up. Rent growth on the south side has steadily climbed over the last year. We're at about a 2% increase in rents since last year, with average rents hitting $1,100. Average rents on the peninsula are just behind the south side, right around $1,000. Here's a slide from apartments.com looking at searches by bedroom type. It just so happens that our market has more two bedrooms than anything, but it's not necessarily where the biggest demand is. Interesting that studios have made it back onto the chart. If you're curious where the high water mark is on rents, you can rent a studio in the Virginia Beach oceanfront for just shy of $1,400 a month. One bedroom's around $1,475 in the Virginia Beach Town Center. Two bedrooms around $2,075 in downtown Norfolk, and three bedrooms just shy of $4,000 at the Virginia Beach oceanfront. So who makes up the renter cohort in Hampton Roads? According to the U.S. Census in 2018, 61% of households were owner-occupied, and 39% were renter-occupied. Only 34% of the searches were above the $1,000 rent mark. Most are looking for apartments versus houses, condos, and townhomes. The largest renter age group is between 35 and 54, which is contrary to what most of us would think. 25 to 34-year-olds fall in second place. 37% have children, 47% are married, and lastly, 60% of the searches were people with incomes at or below $75,000 a year. Units by decade. 49% of our product predates 1980. There's a lot of old housing stock out there, and the new product is forcing the old to step up their game. This is not a bad thing. Renovating and reinvesting is not only creating better places to live, it's also helping our average rent trend upwards. Since this year is the 25th anniversary of the ODU market review and forecast, we were asked to look back at a deal that was 25 years old and see where it is today. Unfortunately, the 1990s only represents 5% of the units built since the 1950s, so there wasn't a lot to choose from. I did pull one report for properties built between 1994 and 1996, and out of 26 properties, only 4 or 5 were market rate. The rest were affordable. Believe it or not, I was in the 11th grade in 1995. That was the year that Norfolk Collegiate acquired and demolished the apartment buildings directly behind the upper school to create on-campus athletic fields. Have you seen anyone buying apartments to create athletic fields lately? Just think, today someone would have tried to renovate those units and flip them for a 5.5 cap. Unemployment in Hampton Roads continues to stay below the national average, largely due to our military presence. Looking at job growth by sector, construction jobs are up, hospitality is a big contributor, and healthcare. As Deborah mentioned, Newport News Shipbuilding being awarded two aircraft carriers and the repairs to the Gerald R. Ford carrier account for almost $25 billion in contracts that will span the next decade. There was another contract valued at about $1 billion for material to support the construction of a new submarine fleet. These opportunities will create thousands of new jobs in Hampton Roads. Transaction volume in 2019 exceeded $975 million, almost $1 billion. Last year, I mentioned that we are still proving to be a solid market for multifamily investors in newly constructed and vintage product. This year, I'll tell you that we've officially marked our spot on the map. Out of approximately 40 deals sold, only 8 deals traded at a 6% cap rate or higher, and the lowest being sub-5 cap. Here are a few of the 2019 sales. East Beach Marina Apartments in Norfolk sold for $35 million, 137 units at a cap rate of 4.8%, approximately $255,000 a unit. By the way, this sale did include some developable land. In downtown Norfolk, Aura Downtown, also known as Edge 450, sold for $29 million, 156 units, 6% cap rate, $187,000 a unit. In Virginia Beach, Salt Meadow Bay Apartments sold for almost $49 million, 229 units, built in 2006, sold at a 5% cap rate, about $212,000 per unit. Alta Citizen Apartments in Newport News on the peninsula sold for about $43 million, 209 units at a 5.5% cap rate, about $205,000 per unit. Here's a look at a few of the new developments that are currently underway or delivered during 2019. Lumen Apartments, developed by Craig Davis Properties, 300 units, expected to start delivering this summer. Aura at Arbordale in Williamsburg, developed by Bonaventure Realty Group, 289 units currently in lease up. Coastal 61, developed by the Franklin Johnston Group in Virginia Wesleyan, will feature 244 units located adjacent to the campus, should begin delivery later this year. Bridgeport Apartments, developed by BECO, 285 units located in the Harborview section of Suffolk, expected to be completed this spring. The Pearl at Marina Shores, developed by Gail Higgs and Brad Waitzer, 200 waterfront units that will deliver this summer. Helix Apartments, located in Chesapeake Summit Point Development, 133 units that should deliver this summer. And lastly, Armada Hoffler and Bruce Smith are developing 27 Atlantic. This community will be unlike anything the area has ever seen. The community will boast 266 units, 17 stories of unobstructed views of the Atlantic Ocean, a unique rooftop lounge that will feature a fully operational restaurant and bar, grilling and fire pit areas, and a resort-style pool. Other amenities will include a fitness center overlooking the ocean, on-site storage, a resident club room, valet and concierge services, and more. Armada Hoffler plans to deliver the first units to the market in April of 2021. So what do we expect for 2020? Last year we talked about rates potentially rising. Well, that didn't happen. Here's a graph that shows where rates have been since last year. While this is great news, we do have an election year ahead of us, so who knows what the future will hold for the economy and rates. We're all seeing the impact that the coronavirus is having on the market, and we don't know how long this will last. We're in uncharted territory, and how it will affect people's ability to continue working and pay rent remains somewhat unknown. Construction costs continue to be a major factor. Contractors are busier than ever. Subcontractors seem to be more in control at the moment, and they have the ability to pick and choose jobs. We hear a lot from multifamily developers and builders that construction costs continue to rise. It's very hard to find good data sources to put numbers on the screen to show you. And a big part of that issue is that multifamily construction represents a small segment of the overall construction world. There are a few indicators that we can point to, though, that help us understand why it continues to become more expensive to build, including but not limited to federal and local codes, regulations, tariffs, and labor shortages. Proposed developments on the south side and peninsula shows almost 3,500 units over the course of the next few years. No guarantees on everything happening at this point, but I remain optimistic. I read a multifamily executive article recently that discussed the supply-demand imbalance, and that by 2030, the nation will need 4.6 million apartments to meet the demand. However, based on average construction rates between 2011 and 2017, we're only going to produce around 3.5 million apartments, leaving a shortfall of roughly 1.2 million units nationwide. So this would tell you we need to build more. But the impediment to doing so is the increasing cost to build. The more expensive to build, the higher the rents need to be to make the project financially feasible. The higher the rents, the greater the affordability issue. The result is that most new developments are focused on the higher end of the market, with limited new development at the lower and middle part of the market. And while this article is looking at this on the national level, I think the same point can be made in Hampton Roads to some degree. We are encountering the higher cost to build, which forces the deals into the higher rent category to make the deal financially feasible and provide a decent return on investment. So what does this do for our B, C, and D class properties that are serving the lower to middle income households? It gives them all an opportunity to improve, do some renovations, achieve a better NOI, and create better quality places to live. Also contributes to the sub 6 cap rates that we're seeing. There's a handful of these sales that are happening based on proof of concept. If I can take a 100-unit property, renovate 40 of them, bump the rents on those units a few hundred bucks, and prove that concept is working, there's a buyer out there ready to buy on the assumption that they'll get that future fully renovated income stream. In closing, I think that in 2020, we'll continue to see these pipeline deals break ground, and we'll continue to see record-breaking cap rates on sales. We'll continue to see the proof of concept method that I just mentioned, and multifamily in Hampton Roads will continue to be a very strong asset class for the coming year. I would like to thank you all for your time this afternoon, and last but not least, I'd like to thank the folks who helped contribute to this presentation. Thank you.